From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House has emphasized the United States had made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks with President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokesperson.
Look, what we know is that the maximum pressure campaign has clearly been effective. We know that it has put a tremendous amount of pressure on North Korea, and they have made some major promises. They've made promises to denuclearize. They've made promises to stop nuclear and missile testing, and they've recognized that regular military exercises between the U.S. and its ally, South Korea, will continue.
The White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. A convoy of relief trucks crossed front lines into the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Eastern Ghouta in Syria, and unloaded all its food to the trapped population there. Despite fighting, the Red Cross says is coming extremely close. The fighting between the rebels and the government troops has left at least 900 civilians dead in recent weeks. Officials in the U.S. state of California have released the identities of the gunman and the three hostages he killed on Friday at a veterans facility. The dead hostages were all mental health workers at the facility for combat veterans experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. Authorities said that the gunman suffered with PTSD. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is moving in the right direction for the country.
This is a very positive step in our view. And while we know addressing Kenya's ethnic and political divisions will take some time and effort, today both of these men showed great leadership.
Kenyatta and Odinga have met for the first time since last summer's contentious presidential elections to start what they called a joint push for national unity. The National Rifle Association, the NRA, a U.S. gun rights group, is suing the state of Florida for enacting gun control legislation that raises the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21. The legislation comes 3 weeks after a shooter killed 17 people at Parkland, Florida's Maggiore High School. Lawyers for the NRA asking a federal judge to block the new age restriction, arguing that it violates the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Florida Governor Rick Scott, a Republican long allied with the NRA, signed the legislation Friday after the Republican-controlled State House narrowly approved the measure.
Today should serve as an example to the entire country that government can and must move fast. I said at the beginning of this process less than 3 weeks ago that we have to be very careful as we balance our individual rights with our need for public safety.
In addition to the new age restriction, the Florida bill also adds a 3-day waiting period to buy long guns, which was previously only for handguns. Demonstrators in Thailand continue Saturday to protest against the military government and push for a general election this year. Around 300 demonstrators gathered on the university campus in Bangkok to hear speeches demanding the often-promised poll be held by November. Thailand's prime minister, a former general who led the 2014 coup that overthrew the democratically elected government, has set timeframes for holding the election on several occasions, but has always then moved the date backwards. The delays, along with a series of scandals involving a number of generals turned ministers, appear to have turned public opinion increasingly against the government as it approaches its fourth anniversary in power. And White House officials say President Trump will attend the Summit of Americas in Peru this April. The decision ends speculation that tense relations between the United States and some of its southern neighbors could cause Mr. Trump to skip the summit. The last Summit of Americas took place in Panama 2015 when then-President Barack Obama used the opportunity to meet Cuban leader Raul Castro for the first time. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.